Hi guys, welcome to another reading. This one's a little bit different than the older one. It's not 18 plus. It's a short love story. A little bit sad, so hopefully you're ready for that. It's called The Pursuit of Love, and it's by an author called Nidhi. Hopefully I said that right, and hopefully I don't mess up on any words. Let's start. I have loved her for 13 months and 5 days. It's just that she doesn't know about it. She works at the corner bakery where they sell those awesome cupcakes. Or so I am told. But I can't be sure of that, even though I have purchased hundreds of them. The mere sight of her sends all of my senses on a strike, leaving me with a thunderous pounding of the heart that resonates loudly in my eardrums. I am sure we have a past connection, but the thought that she will never know gnaws at my heart, making me ill at ease. But today, I feel that something important is going to happen, and all these thoughts buzzing around in my head are making me dizzy. But that could also be because I hadn't had anything to eat or drink, or maybe because I haven't slept in the past 48 hours. It has been raining heavily since then, and the torment of the falling drops on the window pane is like a whip lashing for me as I sat by the window. Delirious, hoping to catch a glimpse of her. It has been 48 hours since the rain started. It's the heaviest in 10 years I heard. The chap said on the weather channel, it's the heaviest and it's likely to continue. And these hours have been the toughest. Not being able to see my love. But wait, what is this I see? A light. A faint one inside the bakery. It must be her. It has to be her. I stumble down the staircase, run through the alley, crossing the road. All wet by the rain, but kept warm by the love burning inside me. I know what you are thinking. That is such a cliché, but for some clichés, they are the closest to truth. I reach the door of the bakery. I can hardly see anything inside through the glass. I hesitate, not sure what it is that I can do. The rain is soaking me through, though I know my love cannot be washed away and she will know. Yes, she will know. And then the doors open, and there she is. My love. She looks at me, then smiles and says in that melodious voice of hers, sorry, we are closed. I wait for the words to come from her mouth, even mine, but there's none. I smile in return, hiding my anguish, and I walk away slowly back in the rain. At the steps of the building, I pause. Self-ridicule makes me halt for a mere second, and I turn to look back in the direction of my love and watch her walk away. The umbrella barely doing a good job, her white dress now sticking to her legs, and her hair clings around her waist instead of my hands. And she half walks and half skips to a waiting car. The door opens as she approaches it, and a man gets out, runs towards her, hugs her, and then kisses her. I hear her laugh, a playful laugh, and that laugh urges me to run towards her and scream out loud. Not him, me. I, who have loved you secretly for months. Not him, it's me. But I remain rooted to the spot, and with an ever-ending burning heart, watching her drive away, and I return to my room to bide my time till another day. That's so sad. I'm sorry. That's just made me emotional real quick. Anyways, I hope you guys enjoyed, and that hopefully it relaxed you a little bit. I'll see you in the next one. Have a good rest of your day and night.